Hi, my name is Apinder, and today I'm joined by Ella from History Explained. Today we'll be talking about 9/11, Tower 7, and conspiracies behind it all.
For those of you who did not know, 9/11 was a series of terrorism attacks taking place on September 11, 2001, at approximately 8:46 a.m. Four planes were hijacked. One crashed into the Pentagon, one crashed into a field, and the other two, or the more famously known, crashed into the two World Trade Center's Twin Towers.
So now we're going to have a conversation about 9/11.
A lot of people say that demolition bombs were used in the collapse of both towers. This is visible in both firsthand accounts for people inside of the tower and after just the way that it collapsed. The way that it collapsed is completely confusing because if the plane had actually caused the collapse, then the tower would have fallen over sideways instead of collapsing in on itself. And if demolition bombs were used, it would have collapsed in on itself because they used that kind of technology to create it more safe and not having more people injured, which is a huge questionability because we don't know why. And first-hand accounts are, there was a janitor who had worked in the building for a number of years. He said he heard bombs go off before the plane even hit. This is just huge change in research as to why and what happened. Dipinder, do you have any supporting topics?
Okay, so I totally believe that bombs are used, and I think that is because, like, I was watching some, like, news reporters show the towers collapsing, and there was smoke coming out of random places where the planes didn't even hit. So, and then people were trying to escape the building, and then they said that the lobby was already gone before the planes even hit, which is, like, pretty...
Yeah, you make a good point with the smoke coming out of different places. This is because the plane hit in one specific place, but you can see clouds of, like, blackish smoke coming out of holes nowhere near the site or the floors of the crash. This is very confusing because of the fact that the plane could have started a fire, but the way it would have started a fire is different. It wouldn't have spread multiple floors below unless something crashed between those floors and, say, fuel or something else leaked. But this is also very unlikely just because of the whole fact that it was way down below and you probably would have seen smoke and flames coming out of all the way down, not just one specific hole inside of the building. Yeah, so on to our next conspiracy topic. We will be talking about our next conspiracy theory is surrounding the planes in the 9/11 attacks. So the planes in the 9/11 attacks, when the control center found out that they had been hijacked and were off course, they were actually told to stand down and had to call off their Aerospace Defense Command. The Aerospace Defense Command is a military organization that will call off or shoot down, actually, all any planes that are unauthorized or can communicate and negotiate with planes that are unauthorized in American air. Dipinder will talk about the rest of the plane conspiracies surrounding 9/11.
Okay, so another plane conspiracy is that there were no planes. So, if you go on all of the news channels and you watch the 9/11 attack happening, right when the plane's about to hit, it just blacks out. So, at the exact same time, which is kind of shocking. And then, so that's a reason, but it might just be like a glitch or something. And then there's another thing where So the plane goes through the tower and comes out, like, literally out. And there was a test done, and it was the same plane at the same speed, and it literally disintegrated, which was crazy, because this plane literally just went through the tower, and that's it. Nothing happened to it. It didn't break. Nothing happened.
Yeah, there are actually a lot of theories surrounding this specific thing. When the planes were crashed into this, I believe it was steel disc, the plane just disintegrated. It didn't go through, it didn't dent, well, it dented it a little, but it didn't show up. It just disintegrated right there. In the 9/11 attacks, what's confusing is there was a hole in the side of the building, but we are almost wondering if there was aluminium in with the steel in the building, which could have made the dent, but then disintegrated the plane as it hit it with such force. There are many theories surrounding this, but this is just two people's perspective. There could be many more, and many more factual. Dipinder, would you like to say anything?
And I also saw another clip, and so the plane was flying into the Twin Tower, but all of a sudden, the wing is just gone. Like, it didn't fall off, nothing happened. So maybe the planes were just, like,
computer generated?
Yeah.
That's actually an interesting point. As if you look at a lot of news footage, and as Dipinder said earlier, all clips of the footage blank out at a specific time. It's the same time on any of them, and it just blanks out. You will see the plane flying right before it's about to hit the towers. It blacks out, and then it unblacks again, like, quickly, but it's just enough of a second to not let you see what actually happened. Many phone recordings had this happen too. This quite possibly could have been just a glitch in the equipment, but it is more likely that it is it was purposeful. I think we're gonna move on to our next conspiracy now. Our next conspiracy is surrounding the Pentagon. This one isn't much as a conspiracy as it is just more information on it, because a lot of the conspiracy theories are shared with the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. So the Pentagon, the time was approximately the same as the Twin Towers when they were hit, and it was hit in a corner of the Pentagon. There were huge fires, and approximately more than 180 people lost their lives that day. Overall, it's not as big, it's not as huge, it's still heartbreaking. Just the way that it all took place and their intentions. Like, why did they intend to do this all? Our emergency crews responded almost immediately, though not many survivors of the crashed-in area were actually survived. There were not many. I'm going to hear now from Dipinder on her thoughts on this topic.
So I really felt bad for all the people that lost their lives. And there's not really conspiracies related to the Pentagon, so there's not that much to talk about the Pentagon, because, like, Ella basically covered most of the facts. So yeah, so our next conspiracy is gonna be about someone who we think started 9/11.
Our next conspiracy is surrounding George W. Bush and how the government may have planned these attacks. As you can see in many news clips of George W. Bush recollecting the happenings of 9/11. He seems hesitant and almost uneasy talking about it. Yes, you'll say, of course he is, because multiple people lost their lives, and this is not a light topic. But it's also surrounding the fact that he's more uncomfortable than most people. Most people would have been like, oh my God, this happened, or I'm too traumatized to talk about this. And yes, they would be uncomfortable, but he hesitates multiple times. And as a president, you don't just do that. Like, it's not something that a president would just do. It's more of an uneasy, like, I don't want to talk about this because I feel uncomfortable and I'm scared you're going to find something out. Dipinder, do you have any thoughts on this topic?
Okay, so there was a clip that said that the government and George W. Bush, they asked the people to hijack the planes because they just wanted a reason to start war with Afghanistan. And if they started the war because of this 9/11 attack, nobody would blame them because they had the right to start the war. So, yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
Be sure to check out History Explained, done by Ella, who was my partner for this episode today.
If you would like to learn more on this topic, you can check out many YouTube videos, many articles, including the New York Times, and a couple YouTube channels, including Shane Dawson, that we have collected stuff from.
But there is some sensitive content, so be sure to watch out for that. So, thanks for listening.
Bye for now.
Bye.